noble eightfold path. It's not eight paths, it's one path, but they are all noble path factor. That's why noble means can make you noble ones. But they are all in one. That's why you cultivate, you must cultivate all these eight together. Like I say, the mahjong analogy, qiu zi lian huan, when you come together as one, then it become very, very complete, very powerful. That's why the noble eightfold path is the meditation. That's why under the fourth noble truth, the Buddha make it very clear. If you cultivate this noble eightfold path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. It never say you cultivate vipassana, it will lead to the end of all suffering. No. You cultivate vipassana, you will lead to certain type of insight, awakening. But ultimately, you have to come back to noble eightfold path. If you don't have the embodiment of noble eightfold path, you cannot free from suffering. Your suffering is very deep. Life itself, every possibility of mind state or mind condition under various type of civilization, they are all very different. So how can you be free from all suffering unless you have the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path? Your wisdom is not complete without Noble Eightfold Path. Means you must have the complete right understanding, the right view with regards to all things in life, in existence. Then it's just law that governs life existence. That's how it condition right thought, right speech, right action, then right livelihood. Then how the four right effort keep on purifying itself. Then how you stabilize your samasati and samasamadhi to develop the awakening. So all these are interlinked, complete. That's why the whole teaching is so beautiful. That's why at the very beginning of my sharing, I already say whatever meditation you do, if it doesn't bring you back to the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So that one is very clear. Who can say that unless that being has the understanding? So all this, you start to realize and pick it up. That's why all these are beautiful teachings and sharing. That as you are able to reach this phase, it will give rise to a lot of understanding to all other Kayanamitta and also give them faith. Because all this can be done, can be realized, can happen if you cultivate sincerely. That's why I said the thing that you can awaken to and realize is a lot. Especially this era, this sasana, where our conditions are very beautiful, the Kayamita force everything, and we can really progress and become very beautiful.